This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9.
My name is Jamal. I'm the founder and managing director of Josyafa Sindhian Bharat and Josyafa Trading Sindhian Bharat.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Open for Business here on Enterprise. You've just heard from Jamal, and in just a few moments, you're going to be hearing from his wife, Shanaz. Together, they run a brand called Lazzetto. It's gelato, it's ice cream, they provide cakes and a whole bunch of other stuff. Now, I have to confess, I am not the biggest fan of ice cream. I never really have been, and I don't really know why. However, every now and again, you come across a couple of people that are so passionate about the product that they make. It makes you question that. It makes you question why you don't like things. But it also makes you curious about the product and whether or not you would want to buy that product. This is genuinely one of those interviews where after I finished recording, I thought to myself, I should probably taste ice cream again. Good ice cream. So I'm going to leave it to Jamal and Shanaz to talk to me a little bit about that. I'll be back in a few.
Josyafa Sindhian Bharat is our production arm where we started in 2007 to make premium quality ice cream. And over the years, we have expanded to include other desserts like cakes, ice cream cakes, including Indian desserts like kulfi. We started to kind of bring Italian desserts like tartufo and pavlova. So we have extended our business over the last few years. But our core element from the beginning has always been premium ice cream. We also started doing a few years ago a non-premium ice cream to cater for the buffet crowd, you know, right, where restaurants have buffets and they cannot afford the premium ice cream. So they take ice creams that are less expensive.
Mm. So within one sentence, you're already telling me you're an Indian Italian inspired ice creamery. But
I haven't talked to you about Ramadan and Turkish ice cream.
Exactly. They were the other things that I was going to touch on. Okay. So, so tell me a little bit about the beginning of the business. You know, why did you decide to start making ice cream and in particular premium ice cream? Why?
Okay. Well, actually, we started with you know, me looking at a potential retirement age coming up, getting into my 50s, mid-50s. And we were looking at what we would do, you know. And I came from a family, as did my wife, of businessmen, you know. And because we were one, you know, in our generation, we went to school, went to college. And so we began to take the career path, and we were very successful in our careers. In the corporate world. But then as age was catching up, we were thinking, why don't we start a business? And maybe over the period of the next few years, we could be in the business full time and have our own own business to run, you know?
Right.
Because they, you know, and retirement was coming quite closely to me as well. At that time, the retirement age was 56, I think, you know? So we were looking at what to do beyond that. So that's how we basically started to think of having a business.
Yeah.
And it so happened that I ran into a Turkish guy who was having a small ice cream kiosk in KL, and he was concentrating on Turkish ice cream. And he was thinking of going back. He wasn't, you know, he told me that, you know, he doesn't want to stay here. So... And to me, my wife is quite interested in this Turkish this ice cream business, and so we were looking at it, and we said, yeah, it's small. It's, he had some basic equipment, nothing of the state of the art, some basic equipment, and we told ourselves that this is a good start because, you know, he's got a few recipes. He's got about 8 flavors. He's got the basics of the recipes and all that, and we thought it's a good start for us to take over and expand on the business.
I see.
So that's how it started. You know? As to the passion for ice cream, can I give my wife to say a few words?
Absolutely, please.
Hey, Richard.
Hi, Shanaz.
Yeah, so Jamal has spoken to you about the ice cream and why we went into it. I have some personal reasons for it, actually, because I felt if you're going to go into any F&B business, why not ice cream? Now, because, you know, you speak to anybody about ice cream.
Yeah.
You see how the eyes light up.
I see.
Ask if it's a two-year-old or if it's a 90-year-old person, you just have to tell them about ice cream and the eyes light up.
Mm-mm.
And you know what? I found out that scientists say that it's tickles a pleasure center in the brain, and it's better than any therapy in the world.
I can imagine it is. Now, what's interesting, Shanaz, is your background is different. Your business background. You're involved with you were a dietitian, chief dietitian, I believe, is correct. When I first read that, and I'm like, and this lady is now making ice cream. There has to be an interesting story to this, you know.
It definitely has. You know, so apart from in such a happy being in such a happy business, I felt you know that the kind of ice creams that we make, I would give it to my own kids.
Mm.
It's a lot of milk and that's not as much sugar as your typical ice cream.
Right.
It's a gelato type. See, and the spin-offs of those. You know, you could add fruits to it. There's so much of possibilities. And I used to deal with a lot of cancer patients at the hospital. Mm. And I found if there was one thing they could ever eat, and they would hate to eat all kinds of food, but they would love to have milkshakes and ice creams.
Yeah, yeah.
And that went on so well with them. So I have an attachment to this particular food. So, and it's such a happy thing. When I meet friends, I say, let's go have an ice cream, not just coffee alone.
So, I mean, it's a wonderful idea of, you know, putting a smile on somebody's face. But how do you take something that's, I mean, it's complex. There's a lot of kind of thought that goes into the kind of flavors that people may or may not like. How do you decide on what flavors you should pick?
Well, you know, the best, I should say, consultants are our customers.
Yeah.
And once they've taken an ice cream, they say, we love this flavor. Please, can we have more of this?
Mm.
Or could we have a variation to this? Could you also give us this? You know, and when that consistently happens, we think it's time we do R&D and see how we can comply with those requests.
Right.
And we also find that a lot of Malaysians just love Malaysian flavors.
Mm.
So we have something like teh tarik, for example, you know, and that's so Malaysian. And we have durians. Oh, my God. If I serve durian ice cream, people just light up. And so we have a lot of graduates that intern with us from UITM, from other universities.
Mm.
And they help us a lot in our R&D work. And that's how we come up with all these unique flavors, including curry flavor. We've just come up one with curry flavor, wasabi and avocado. And you won't believe it, the curry flavor tastes so good. And I have a client for that. So yeah, it's so exciting.
Yeah.
You're creating, right, in a way.
Right.
So it's so fulfilling.
Very interesting. I mean, I would certainly be interested in durian flavored and champadak flavored ice cream for sure.
Tell that again.
For sure. Now, in terms of ingredients, you know, the discussion now days is turning towards, you know, a more green environment and sustainability. In terms of the ingredients that go into your products, how sustainable of a product is it, and how kind of, you know, green, if you like, of a product is it?
When you say green, you mean sustainability in terms of, so we use milk.
Right.
We use milk and milk products in the ice cream mostly.
Right. And for the fruit and things, is it all natural ingredients?
So we have natural ingredients, and the non-premium ice creams would, of course, have flavorings.
I see.
Because the ice creams that have real fruits in it can become very, very expensive.
Mm.
And a lot of wholesalers may not be able to buy those ice creams from us.
Right.
But essentially, our gelato ice creams are fruits in it, for example, like our strawberry ice cream, like our durian ice creams. Even chocolate has real chocolate in it, in our flavoring. You know, so, and it's also nutritious in that sense, right? So we do take very, very cautious about what we put into that. And like I said, from the word get-go, that we're very particular that even our own families can eat that.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do something, our yardstick is, can my own family eat that food?
And would you give it to your family? I suppose the answer already is yes, right?
Yeah, they're all the time standing in queues asking us for ice cream.
I mean, I can hear the passion in the two of your voices about how interested this is for you. So, and Jamal was saying previously that, you know, the both of you have had very successful careers. You know,
yes, we did.
Do you think this career now, because that's what it is, this business now, for you is in some ways more fulfilling than what you were doing before?
You know, Richard, we're the kind of people that whatever we put our minds to, we'll make sure we're happy doing it.
Right.
I think that probably is the basis for whatever we do. Mm. And when you do something with a lot of happiness in your heart, I feel that it shows in the work that comes out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's the reverse. You know, it's a mindset as well.
Mm.
It's about how you look at what you're doing, and then it returns back to you.
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel that whatever I think we would do, we would probably be very happy doing it. Or we wouldn't do it.
Okay. On that note, let's take a short break. And then
yes,
when
we'll
come back, we're going to speak about the nitty-gritty of the business.
Sure.
Okay. You are tuned in to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Be financially minded. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise. This is Open for Business with me, Rich Bradbury. On the phone, I have Shanaz and Jamal. They are from Lazzetto. Jamal, just very quickly, just to briefly reintroduce people who may be joining us again, the name of your company or the name of your product is Lazzetto, correct?
Correct. That's right. That's our brand name, yes.
And where did that name come from?
Well, Lazzetto has the same meaning over a number of languages. In Malaysia, it comes from the Malay term called lazat.
Mm.
And because we also do Turkish ice cream, in the Middle Eastern, whether it's Turkish or Arabic, laziz means delicious, same as what lazat means.
I got it.
And because we are doing gelato, which is more Italian ice cream as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we call it Lazzetto, just like gelato, you know?
Ah.
So we rhymed it with gelato, so we call it Lazzetto. So
got it.
It's got an Italian twist with a local and an Arabic
flavor, if you like. A local twist.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right,
yeah.
So you're selling not just to like buffets and things. You have outlets as well, correct?
Yes, we have outlets as well, yeah.
Mm-mm.
But the outlets we are rebranding them. So because of the COVID,
yeah.
And some of the places have not yet opened, so we are temporarily closed, and then we are rebranding it and looking to put it on different locations.
Right, that's what I was going to ask you about. Obviously, you know, COVID has impacted so many businesses on so
Correct.
Many levels, whether or not it's logistics and supply chain, or whether it's HR and staffing. How has it affected you guys?
Well, COVID, I mean, definitely, you know, in the F&B industry has been a very difficult time for us. We were closed for about 3 months, and whilst we were closed for that 3 months, you know, we had to we paid our salaries to our staff. We you know, ice cream, you need electricity,
yeah.
And you have a lot of goods, so our electricity bills were there. Our rentals, though, our landlords were kind enough to give us a reduction. We still had to pay some rentals, so our expenses were ongoing,
yeah.
And there was absolutely no sales, you know, and so it has affected us quite badly. We are also quite thankful to the government for coming out with some packages that could help small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And we were lucky to get some of that benefit from the government. One was a loan, and the other one was an employee retention scheme where we got some monies so that we could pay for the staff salaries.
Right.
So that kind of helped us survive. But having said that, it's still a challenge because not all businesses are back.
Yeah.
Tourism is not back.
Yeah.
Quite a number of my customers are dependent on tourism. A number of hotels are still closed. So it's a major challenge for us. But we also see that, you know, I mean, human beings are social animals, right? You can't keep them indoors for a long time.
Mm.
And we have also seen that a number of restaurants that have opened, they're doing quite well. If you go over the weekends, they're quite packed, despite the social distancing.
Yeah.
You can see that, you know, sometimes there are queues outside waiting to get in. So that June, somehow there was some life into the business. And I hope that, you know, this will continue over the next few months. And hopefully in 6 to 9 months, business would come back to normal unless there's a second wave or something like that.
Right. Well, let's hope not, and let's hope business does get back to normal for everybody's sake, you know? Okay, so COVID aside, when you were initially, when you started the business and you're looking at it and, you know, you see the beauty of some Turkish guy serving you ice cream and the comedy that goes into that and the thought goes into that. It's an act and it's a performance as well.
Correct. Now, entertainment.
It's entertainment, yeah. Correct. As you're kind of building your business over time and coming from a businessman and woman, what other major hurdles do you think that you've come across and how have you overcome them in the years that you've been open?
You see, well, you know, when you're in the food business, one of the major issues you have is that different customers have different tastes.
Yeah.
Within the local community or from the tourist community or the expat community, no one person has the same taste. And you could go to a chef and introduce a product to him, and he would say, wow, this is excellent. And then you could go to somebody else and they would give you different comments. I remember one particular episode where I had a French chef in one of the restaurants here, and he asked me to do lavender sorbet for him.
Right.
And I did it. Lavender sorbet for him. And I tested it, and I myself didn't like it. And so I didn't give it to him.
Right.
And then he kept asking me and kept asking me and kept asking me. He says, look, if you cannot give me, I will take my business somewhere else. So I told myself that he's buying other ice creams for me. Just for lavender now, he's going to look elsewhere for ice cream. Mm. So I took him a sample of what I did. And he tasted it and he says, wow, this is awesome. Now, you know, it's like durian or laksa, you know.
Yes,
I mean, to me, I love durian, but there are people who can't even get close to durian. So,
yes.
So it is a challenge that we have, mm-hmm. you know, in the food industry, and sometimes it works for you, you know, sometimes it doesn't. So that's one. Number two is getting quality ingredients, and we are, you know, we are halal company, so getting quality ingredients from Europe or wherever that are certified halal for us to be able to use is also a challenge.
Mm.
Of course, funding is a challenge. You want to get new equipment, state-of-the-art equipment. You know, it's always a difficult decision to make.
Mm.
Branding, marketing require a lot of deep pockets. So that's also another area where, you know, we could do better. So there are many, many challenging areas.
What do you think keeps you and Shanaz going? What is it about this business that, you know, keeps you fueled?
Okay. You know, when we take our products anywhere, you know, people get excited. It's an exciting business, as a happy business, like my wife mentioned, Shanaz mentioned just now, you know. It's a happy business. And it's a business where there is a niche market where if you can do quality products, the restaurants or the hotels rather you supply to them than they do it themselves, you know. And so we have been quite lucky that we get a lot of positive comments from our customers. And that keeps us going. And then every time we have a new flavor, we come up with new product. It's an exciting time for us to take it to our customers. So that keeps us going, you know. And also, in the beginning, it was when we were not doing so well, when we were making losses when we first started, there were times where we were going to throw in the towel, you know. But over the years, we were patient, we persevered, and our reputation got better and better and better. And so that also encouraged us, you know. And we're looking at this as a business that we could continue for the rest of our retirement age. You know, it's giving us a good opportunity. And we meet many different people. We meet people from all walks of life. We meet chefs from England, from France, from Malaysia, from Singapore. We go our products are catered for the Chinese crowd, the Indian crowd, the Malay crowd. So we meet people of all walks of life, and that's always interesting. Because of COVID, one of the things that got us thinking, you see, we were basically a B2B establishment. We supplied to businesses like hotels and restaurants.
Yeah.
And because of COVID, we have now got onto the online marketing.
Excellent.
For our products. And we have had some good initial successes.
Yeah.
And because of that, now we are looking at an additional channel to sell our products. And we are looking at Fave and AirAsia, which has come up with this Our Food channel portal to sell our products online through them. And hopefully viewers will be able to go to those portals in the next week or two and see our products there and buy our products online.
Wonderful. I can't wait. I should be
Thank
having
you.
To try some.
Thank you.
Okay. Jamal okay. and Janaz from Lazzetto, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. So there you go. Has it convinced you? Did it convince me? I do know that over the next couple of weeks, I will be going to try some ice cream. Probably Champerdyk. Maybe even durian. Curry, though? Not so sure about that. My name is Rich Bradbury. You have been tuned in to Open for Business here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.